Episode number 7 of the Classroads podcast. My name is Matthew J. Kanellis, and I am a high school English teacher out of Staten Island, New York, by way of East Brunswick, New Jersey. And I could not do this show without my former student, my current friend, now officially 19-4.
Yep, 19-4.
Amateur boxer. His name is Anthony Vincent Laieta. How the hell are ya?
I'm doing good. I feel like I just want to fight. That good feeling.
Okay. I mean, I can't help you. But if you'd like to fight me, you can.
No, I think you're good for today, at least. I don't want to fight you.
Today?
Yeah, for today. You're safe.
Only today?
Well, maybe.
Have you ever wanted to fight me?
No.
Thanks.
Not yet. We'll see.
Give it a couple years?
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe a couple months?
A couple days.
We'll see how this podcast plays.
Yeah.
Anyway, you're coming off of a fight. Mm-hmm. It was an awesome fight. We're actually going to watch the fight.
Yes.
For the first time ever on our YouTube channel.
Yeah, I have not watched anything back yet from the fight.
So, off screen, but you have to fix your mic. You just have to put the cover on.
Okay.
I think I could hear myself in your mic. Okay, there you go. Sorry,
all right.
Technical difficulties. I couldn't say difficulties. But that's what happens when we're the number one live podcast in the
Number one live podcast.
Number one
in
live,
the world.
Sorry, no, wait, hold on.
You're right.
Hold
you're on. Right.
We're not Kill Tony. We're the number one live
teacher student
podcast in the world with...
No interruptions. Yes. Almost forgot.
Yeah, that's your line too.
Yeah.
Anyway, I don't remember what I was asking, but I'm assuming I was asking you about your fight.
Yes.
How does it feel to be officially 19-4?
Finally, it feels good after having 2-3 fights canceled. Talking about being 19-4 since episode 1.
Yeah, talking about being 18-4 since episode number 1.
These people are probably like, yeah, when the hell is this kid ever going to fight?
Right, it only took you until mid-February, 7 episodes later.
Yeah.
That's why we're coming out a little bit later this week, because we wanted to champ the rest a little bit. we didn't need an episode on the exact Thursday that it was supposed to be released.
Yeah.
Who cares if it's a couple days late? I know I don't, because, again, we wanted to give you guys quality over quantity.
Exactly.
Remember that. But, yeah, it must feel good. It must feel good. We're gonna watch the entire fight on the YouTube channel. I can't wait to do that.
Yeah.
But today's topic is about friendship.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to think, oh, they're going to get sappy with each other. No, this is about the negatives, possibly, of friendship. And maybe a different perspective on friendship.
Different look.
That a different look is a nice way to put it. A different look on friendship that I have, as opposed to you have, from a 31-year-old man's perspective to a 19-year-old man's perspective. And the first thing that... we should bring up is that I have no friends.
Hence why he's doing a podcast with a 19-year-old and his former student.
I had to go to my career, and when teachers didn't want to be my friend, I was like, okay, maybe the parents do. And then when the parents decided, nah, no, we don't want to be your friend either, I was like, you know what? Anthony's a cool kid. Maybe in a couple of years he wants to be my friend. seriously, as they say. I don't know who says it, but
I can't tell you one person who's I've ever heard say that.
Says seriously?
Yeah.
Like that?
Yeah.
I just did it.
Well, besides you.
Okay. But we wanted to talk about the negatives and the positives of friendship from our own perspectives, and maybe some deal breakers for friendships, like we talked about with relationships a couple weeks ago. And we had a lot of feedback on that relationship episode. Mm-hmm. And I think that we're going to have just as much feedback on this one, because let's face it, I'm 31. I've been through a lot of friends at this point. Like, I joke about not having many friends, but it's sort of true, sort of not. And maybe we could do a deep dive into that area of my life. But what is something to you that you would look for in a friend as opposed to anything else, maybe an acquaintance, somebody who you actually want to go and spend time with and do a podcast with.
well,
what are some, like...
I'll give you some good signs that I'd probably, that would make me want to hang out with whoever again. Same interests. If the first time we do hang out, it's not awkward, which, I mean, first hangouts, like first dates, all that stuff is, I guess, awkward at first because, you know, you don't know the person. But there's certain people that, like, the first time you meet them is just like a connection. Like, you could tell. I don't know how to explain it. Like, someone you could just easily, like, have a good vibe with.
Communicate with?
Yeah, exactly.
I think that's important. That's my number one.
Yeah.
You have to be able to communicate with somebody. And, sorry, I got mellow yellow in the back of my throat. I think that's the most important thing for me, as opposed to anything else, really, is if we have this line of communication. Because I'm a hard person to deal with. I'm not for everybody in terms of being a friend. I think people sometimes realize that a little bit too late, and then it's like, oh, screw it. I almost cursed there.
But we're not at 10 minutes yet.
No, I got to wait. But I think people sometimes find it difficult to be friends with me because I do have a variety of different interests and different hobbies and different things that make Matt Kanellis who Matt Kanellis is. So if you're able to communicate what your interests are and are not just a lump on a log, I think that's my number one thing. If you're really boring, I cannot be your friend.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. And it doesn't mean that I don't like you as a person. It doesn't mean that I even hate you.
Yeah, it's just we don't mesh together.
We don't mesh well if I can't. Yeah.
Yeah. So, like, the thing is, like, I don't want to have to be, I don't have to act like someone else to fit in, you know what I mean? Like, you find, like, your friends, it's not like you're, like, obviously everyone wants to have friends, a lot of friends, you know everyone, but, like, the good ones that are actually going to be, like, your friends forever, or for as long as whatever, are the ones
as long as whenever lasts.
Yeah. Are the ones that's going to, like, you know, it's going to be a natural friendship. It's not going to be anyone acting differently than who they are.
Right. You have to be yourself in a way to make sure that, you know, it's sometimes hard to be yourself, like you said, when you first meet and it is awkward. Mm-hmm. But if you can't eventually grow into somebody who you can be yourself around, it's extremely difficult to... And it sounds like a dickhead thing to say, but it's hard to keep them around, right? It's one of those things where if I'm on eggshells, and I've had friends in the past where I was on eggshells and I couldn't communicate well with them and they're no longer around for one reason or another. Not because I killed them. is that where you were going?
You're just making yourself guilty for murder.
Yes.
He did not kill anyone, for the record.
I don't know what happened to Steve and all them. They left on their own. Shout out to my former podcasting partner. Oh, no. But, I think, again, boring. If you're boring, if you don't have the similar interests, you have to walk on eggshells with people.
Similar interests is a huge one, especially between us.
Yeah.
Similar interests is basically... what started.
So I had somebody sum up the podcast for us.
Yeah.
They go, so, like, the first episode, and don't watch our first episode if you haven't. It's fine. Just, like, go to episode, start with episode 7. Somebody goes, why did you need a whole episode to tell everybody that you were just two dudes that liked wrestling and sports? He goes,
you know, when he puts it like that,
he goes, it took you 2 hours to explain why you just liked wrestling, like some movies, some similar interests, and that's why you were friends. Like, move on, do a different topic.
That's very fair.
I wrote back, you have a point.
See, now that I think of it like that, it makes it look so much worse than the episode actually is, because the episode really isn't bad.
No, it's not bad.
But it's when you put it into that quickness and how we could have just said, oh, yeah, we like wrestling sports. I like hockey, likes basketball. Favorite wrestler is this. And
yeah.
Like, that could have been it. And you could have understood why we were friends.
That could have been the whole episode. We could have just wrote that on the Instagram at the Classroads Podcast. I know. I realize this now.
But that's why we learn. Exactly. We learn from it. We are the number one live teacher student podcast in the world with no interruptions.
Because without it, we don't have a first episode.
Exactly. So now we have a first episode if you want to watch it. But
don't watch it.
Yeah.
Give us views on the next couple.
I'd watch from like 3 to 7. I'd start at 3.
I'd start at 3. Yeah. 2 is a solid episode though.
Oh, 2 is really good actually. Yeah.
Just don't watch number 1.
Yeah, just don't watch the first one.
It's called the pilot for a reason. Who watches the pilot? You ever watch the Full House pilot? It sucks.
Never. I've never seen it.
You never even watched Full House probably.
Nope. Uh-huh. Never cared to.
So, eggshells.
Yeah.
You ever walk in eggshells around people?
I'm sure I have, without realizing. Like, I could probably, like, definitely around some girls for sure.
Yeah, but this is not a relationship episode.
No, I know, but even friends in general. I definitely have. I can't remember a point when.
I don't know what it is that makes, like, I don't know. It's almost like a vibe that people give off that make me walk on eggshells. And I don't know what it is. I don't know if I'm trying to mirror their personality. I don't know if they're uncomfortable, so that makes me uncomfortable. Because I like uncomfortability.
Yeah.
It's almost one of my favorite things in the world is to make somebody feel awkward or put them in a weird situation. Like, give me put out like a fist. Right, exactly.
Okay.
I love when somebody goes for a fist bump and I shake their fist.
And you shake their fist.
It's my favorite thing to do when I meet somebody.
That's pretty... You want to make it awkward right off the bat.
Like how the podcast has no interruptions?
Yeah.
You have no questions when you meet Canellos. You're like, yep, that guy's...
This is what I'm getting. What you see is what you get.
Yep. Nothing ever changes.
No, but I have actually, now that I'm thinking about it, of when I was walking on eggshells trying to fit in... my friend Joe Klein, we in the summer of 2020, maybe.
Wait, Joe Klein, make sure you remember this story because you're getting a shout out on the number one live teacher student podcast in the world. Anyway,
with interruptions.
Go on,
a shout out with no interruptions.
We could actually call Joe Klein.
We can.
Just like we called Joe.
It's not that interesting of a story, though.
Damn it.
This is just about me.
Then why are we telling it?
Well, because the eggshell's part.
Oh.
You know, the whole point of the episode.
Oh. Go on.
But, yeah. So, about summer 2020, I was hanging out with the normal guys, always. And then Klein has friends from whenever he was younger that were going to parties and stuff. And I was getting brought around. Klein was bringing me around to these guys. These guys were...
Your age, huh?
Klein, yeah. Yeah, he just had another group of friends from his neighborhood that he grew up and went to middle school with. So, he's bringing me around the guy. Fine guys. The guys were good. They were fun to hang out with. I just wasn't my group. So... I'm kind of trying to match their energy and match what, like, how they hang out and, like, their vibe. And it just, like, it was fine because no one cared and I didn't care at the time, but.
But it's what they were giving off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't James. It wasn't Joe. Like, I was completely myself and nobody cared.
Exactly. And I think that's a big thing for me, too. And I'm not a fan of meeting new people.
Yeah.
Just in general. I like if I'm meeting new people from a group perspective, mm-hmm. like when I've met like people that you introduced me to, that's fine.
Yeah.
But I hate like if I barely even know the person that's introducing me to mm-hmm. these new people.
Yeah.
I hate that because I went on a triple date a couple months ago at this point.
Yeah.
And I knew nobody and I barely even knew the girl. And should I not tell this story?
No, you can.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And, it was probably one of the top 10 most uncomfortable situations that I got put in because I don't want to step on anybody's toes here, but they were doing things at the table that should not be done at a restaurant. And let's just say that I don't want to incriminate myself. I just didn't have a great time.
Yeah.
They were not my people.
Yeah. Well,
but then again, I went on a triple date on a second date.
Yeah, that's not a, personally, it's not a second date.
No, it's not even like a seventh date.
No.
And to be honest with you, I wish it was a never date. So, yeah. I'm not going to give names or anything.
No, no, like that, of course
but,
not.
But the conversations were terrible. Yeah. The vibe at the table was awful. Yeah. And I didn't help matters. And
well, you got introduced to friends from a person that you didn't even get to learn about yet, especially about a date even. Like, you go on a first date, fine, right? A second date, you're already, like, going out with different people and, like, people who are matching her energy, and you're just like, I don't really know you yet, so I don't know what, how to be around you or how to be around them.
Yeah, it's interesting.
And it's just, it's uncomfortable, like you said. Now, you said before, do you like uncomfortableness?
I love it.
Did you like the uncomfortableness at the table? No?
No, because I didn't cause it.
Oh, okay.
Love it when I cause it.
Yeah.
But the roles were completely reversed.
Oh, man.
Yeah. And you probably never seen me shell up. I'm not the type of guy that goes into like a corner and like,
yeah,
like the shy guy.
Yeah.
But this time it was.
This time you were?
Oh, 100%.
Oh, man.
I've almost had to force myself to not be.
Oh, geez.
Yeah, I know. And
see, that's the thing, though. Like, you don't have to, you don't want to be like friends. You don't want to have to force to have yourself to have a good time. It just comes naturally because you just enjoy being with these people. But
that's the thing.
Like, if you're going with literally, if you are by, because that's basically you by yourself, where you don't know anyone. Because you just, this is a second date with this girl, and she brought you around all these people you don't know.
Yeah.
So, like, you went to a random group by yourself.
I did.
That's what it was.
Boom.
Yeah.
That was what it was. And
that's not a good feeling.
Do you have a story?
No, I just can imagine. Yeah. Like everyone having a good time, like they normally would on Saturday nights or whatever. And then you just come in and you're like, these are.
Oh, I was so mad that you were in Vermont that day. I was looking for like any way out.
Yeah.
And trust me. Oh, it's funny. So one of my friends, I was texting her while I was there, and she writes that her husband broke his leg and needed my help. And I'm like, no, I gotta stay. And she goes, no, seriously, he broke his leg to try and like ease the situation. And I stayed because I'm a good guy.
Yeah.
I'm an all around good guy.
Yeah, all around good guy,
as it says in the podcast intro. I start introducing myself as that, maybe starting with episode 8.
Yeah, why not?
All around good guy.
All around good guy, Matt Canellis.
Matthew Jake.
Matthew Jude Canellis.
Yes, yes, sir. But there's other instances where like friendships just sort of peter out. Have you ever had that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just.
I don't know if you want to mention any stories.
No,
I probably still know them.
No, I don't care.
You're closely linked to them still.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of like a situation, but I could give a reason. Like people just, I feel like there's points where people just grow different.
Yeah.
Like become different interests, different, like some things that were fun to me and the group is no longer fun to this person. So they're going to
sit. Have you ever had anybody leave your group yet?
Yeah. Yeah, I think so.
Was there a reason behind it?
Well,
like I'm trying to think of like my own group or friend groups throughout the years because
I know one had a falling out with one of the kids, one of the guys, and they were kind of arguing, and we were closer with one of them, so he stayed in the group, and the other kid just kind of went off and did his own thing.
Yeah,
some of us still talk to him to this day, like me and James and Richie might still talk. I don't know. I definitely do.
So it's interesting what you said about like having a falling out leads to them leaving the entire group in a way, because I've had my own share of falling outs with people and it happened a lot more as a kid than it does now. Thank God. Thank God I've learned to control my temper a little bit, but I feel like almost these groups that we have when we're younger and probably starting, I would say probably 15, 16, like when you finally form who you are actually friends with, as opposed to the friends that you have because your parents are friends with their parents. Mm-hmm. I had a lot of those growing up and I hated those kids. Yeah. They were so annoying.
That's kind of me and my cousin Eddie.
Oh, okay.
My cousin.
Yeah.
Him and my dad were partners. And in the beginning, like when we were little, obviously you played with everyone when you were little. You didn't care.
Right. That was the thing. Like you didn't care.
When you were and then like 13 to like 15, if I was at his house, it was kind of awkward. I'm sure he'd root me. Like, we didn't really know what to talk about, do that, but now he's part of our group. So, because his neighbor is actually Ethan. They live right next to each other. So we kind of kept it through. Like, every time we hung out, he was there too. So it's kind of like the middleman to make it work.
The buffer.
Yeah. He was exactly. And I mean, now we're older, so it was more fun.
When you get older,
learned. Yeah. We learned to not be awkward, I guess.
Yeah, and it's interesting too because I used to go on like vacations with my family friend. I don't know what you would even call them, family friends, whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
And like they would go down to LBI, and we had fun for the first couple of years until we got into high school, and we were like, "Whoa!"
Because that's when people find different friends, and then you have more fun with those guys, and now you're going back to your family friends, and you're like. I'd rather be with them.
Yeah.
It's not even that a sense that like they don't like them anymore or even not friends anymore, but I think it's just more like where they'd rather be.
That's right. And then like what you said, it was forced.
Yeah.
Everything was forced.
Mm-hmm.
And especially with this group that I was like, it was almost an obligation
to
go to LBI because, so-and-so invited me again. We're going down the third week in August. Oh, we're going to have a great time, right? Okay, sure. We're going to have a great time. But I remember. And certain things stick with you until you're older. I don't know why this one stuck with me. But I remember we weren't getting along that summer, like in LBI, me and this guy. And it was a long time ago. I think we were literally freshmen in high school, like just done with freshman year. And he was getting on my nerves. Every single day. You know the movie High School Musical?
Yeah.
What's your opinion of it?
Boring.
Yeah, it's not just boring. It's terrible. It's an insult to all cinema.
It's that bad, huh?
Wait, hold on. Here's our viral moment. High School Musical is an insult to all cinema.
Wow. All right, you heard it here. The Classroads Podcast. We do not like the High School Musical.
There's our viral moment.
There you go.
Okay. Let's clip that.
Oh, we will.
But
it will be known that it's an insult to cinema.
Yes, 100%. An insult to cinema never seen before, never seen since. So this guy made us watch it seven times.
Seven times?
We were there 7 days. So we watched it daily. Why? I don't know. But it was infuriating that we had to watch the same damn movie
every day.
It was this guy's favorite movie. Again, not the brightest bulb at the time. I don't know. He might be a good guy now. Who's to say? But at the time, awful. And
I mean, twice wasn't enough?
You would think. He had to get all the songs down, memorize them.
That's ridiculous.
You aren't kidding. So, thank God I had a PSP at the time. PlayStation Portal. Sponsor us. PlayStation Portal. Please. We're looking for sponsors.
Anyway.
But no. So, I said something along the lines of, we have to watch this damn movie again, like about a fourth time.
Yeah.
And then that's when he started getting insulted.
You lasted four movies before you said something?
Dude, I can only play so much MLB The Show 2007. But he goes, it's my favorite movie. And I go, I have favorite movies too. And he goes, how many times have you watched them? I go, a lot, but not in the same damn week. Oh, infuriating.
How often do you watch a favorite movie?
How often do I watch a favorite movie?
Yeah.
I don't know. Like once every 3 months or so.
Yeah. Okay, that's reasonable.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What's your favorite movie?
My favorite movie is probably Miracle on Ice.
Oh, yeah? Yeah. Oh, hockey.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't know if I have a favorite movie, but I definitely have a top five. Morning Glory.
Never heard of it.
It's such a good movie.
Is it?
No.
Oh, okay.
But it's like a guilty pleasure type movie.
Yeah.
I like The Dark Knight a lot.
The Dark Knight's up there for me, too.
I'm a huge fan of Space Jam. Like, I could watch...
The original, right?
Yeah. I could watch Space Jam now.
Space Jam's a good movie. I like Space Jam.
Yeah. And I can't name the other two on the top of my head. Yeah. But I would put those three in my top three.
I'm just curious.
I like the movie Jojo Rabbit, too.
Never seen
it. It's a solid movie. But anyway, so we watched this damn High School Musical 4 different times at the time that I started saying something.
Yeah.
And let's just say he decided to insult me. And so I decided to insult him back.
Oh, God.
And I made fun. I came at his life.
Oh, man.
Yeah. And let me tell you something. There's a lot of things that I called him that are not PG, because we're a clean podcast.
We are a clean podcast.
And so he threw a remote control at me on the last day after he tried to verbally berate me.
And this was your family, like the parents or friends?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, man.
Uh-huh. I'm not like this anymore. But he came at me. So he threw a remote at me on the last day. We were like playing like a board game. And I don't know. We were just at odds for the entire week after that fourth day. And he threw a remote and it cracked the window.
Oh, God.
He rented the house in LBI. So it wasn't even that house. So they had to replace it. And so, never forget, the mother pulled me aside. And it was my last day there. And I haven't spoke to these people since 17 years ago. It was literally 17 years ago. Possibly longer. They go, the mother goes, "Matt, when's your mom coming to pick you up?" And I go, "Today, hopefully." And yeah, even
couldn't wait to get out of there.
Oh, huh? I couldn't wait. And then they came down, my parents came down, and they went to the beach with everybody, but they didn't realize that it was such an awkward, tense moment. And they were like, "What the hell is going on here? Yeah. Why is this happening?"
So they had no idea with the window.
They had no idea because I couldn't shoot a text.
Yeah, yeah.
I would have had to call. Mm-hmm. And if I called on my flip phone,
yeah,
what am I going to do? So from that moment on, like, the kid wouldn't shake my hand as we left. I tried to be like,
see you never, man. This is it.
I remember I gave the mother a kiss on the cheek as I left. And now that I'm like a homeowner, if somebody broke my window.
Oh.
If like one of your friends came over here and broke my window.
Be infuriated.
I don't know what the next podcast would be about. But
it'd probably be a good one, though.
Oh, it'd be a great one.
It'd be a great episode. Oh,
we put them on trial.
That's
a great episode.
Might just have to send someone to come break the window for content.
Please, no, you know how expensive they are? PSP, Sony, PlayStation, Sour Patch. Please sponsor us. We've been asking.
Yeah, we do need a sponsor.
We do. We'll eventually get a sponsor.
Yeah.
Maybe Rutgers, right out of the block.
That's true. We'll promote Rutgers.
Promote Rutgers. But yeah. But yes, there's so many deal breakers of stuff that happens like that. You ever, like, I don't know, you ever fight your friends?
No.
Like, yeah, go ahead.
But my friends have fought. What are you saying? Fight? Like fist fight?
Fist fight, yeah.
Okay, so.
Don't tell me Vin got into a fight with somebody.
Oh, yeah, he did. But I, knowing I'm a boxer, did not want to fight any of my friends, even if there was an argument.
Okay.
I just knew it wouldn't go good for them.
Yeah.
That's to all you boys. Be unnoticed. Do not piss me off. But,
you have to show restraint?
Yeah. No, but I don't want to hurt my friends because I'm sure they could all fight, but they're not trained. They're not trained to fight. So it's a big difference. But,
well, it's like that thing where they say that if you're a black belt, you're not, like, you get charged with something.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's true.
I don't know if it's here, but there is some places I think that you can like a professional fighter and get their hands licensed, and then you can get charged with like a weapon or something. I don't know how true this is.
Didn't Floyd Mayweather have his hands insured too?
He might have.
Yeah,
but then like, I don't understand that, because now what if you're in a self defense, like there has to be like some exceptions.
I'm sure there are.
Right, because like self defense, if I go hit somebody with my hands, I'm gonna get charged with assault with a weapon. Yeah, like, you know what I mean?
No way.
So self defense has to go. But what I was saying, my brother and Pasquale fought, got into a fist fight, and we were playing roller hockey, and they were just bickering for no reason. That's stupid shit. And then
why do I know this story?
Because I probably told it. Yeah.
This is crazy.
And
Vin, stop fighting people.
Yeah. And then all of a sudden, they just drop the glove and they just start punching the shit out of each other. And we're just like, oh, okay. And we're letting them fight because it seems like I feel as if that's built up. Once you fight,
it's over.
Like, it's it. We let them go. Then we broke it up. And they were just like, okay, like, we're good. And they shook hands and we continued the game normally. And that's one thing I like about my group. Like, if there's an argument, disagreement, or even if there's a fist fight.
Well, you guys are all hockey players, yeah, too.
We can get past it. Like, yeah, you know what I mean? We'll settle out no matter what it is. Like, a fist fight. rather not come to that, but there's other incidents. Like, Ethan and Joe Klein fought once, too.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. You know where the Eggers is in Richmond Town?
Yeah.
Like, they fought, like, on the grass in there. I don't know. We were hanging out there at night. We were just hanging out. And then, I don't know what happened.
Can I guess who started it?
Go ahead.
I don't know, but, like, I'm assuming Ethan.
No.
No?
Joe Klein.
Okay, so they're both...
Yeah, they're like both antagonists.
Yeah, right. Like, I don't know Joe Klein well.
Yeah, but...
I just know him through a group chat and stories, but...
Oh, Joe Klein's worse.
Oh, yeah?
He's the biggest wise-ass you'll ever meet. I can't wait for you to meet him, like, officially. I'm sure you've met him before, yeah, but... Uh-huh. Officially talk to him. Oh, it's great. It takes you for a ride, man.
Will we go back and forth?
Probably. It's very interesting when talking to Joe Klein. He might hurt your brain, though, and he might make you quit.
Oh, yeah, that'll be it.
Yeah.
That's exciting.
Shout out Joe Klein. He's a good guy.
I hear.
Stop spending money on sports cards.
Unless you're buying from you.
Yeah, unless you buy from me.
Go ahead.
At RA Collectibles, by the way. Tons of sports cards on there. You could... I'm open to any deals.
Oh, are you sponsoring the podcast?
Let me make some money and I'll sponsor it.
All right, cool. But no, I don't think I've ever fought a friend either. Like, yeah. I know I fought, like, when I was younger. Like, I remember this kid Danny. I'll give his name because we were young. But he used to be such an antagonist. Like, you wanted to talk about antagonist?
Yeah.
He was such an antagonist. And we were on the playground one time. And I put him in a rear naked choke. How a fifth grade me knew what a rear naked choke was, I think it was like from a pro wrestling video.
Oh, did I say wrestling?
Yeah. So I put him in like a rear naked choke, and I remember like falling back on the ground and like still having
it. Yeah, having it, locking it in.
Choke. And it was the only one really that I remember like getting into an altercation.
Yeah, I've gotten into a bunch of fights, but never with my friends.
Yeah. Well, he was my friend.
Oh, yeah.
We were cool. Yeah, after that. But the fact that, I don't know. Something happened, I suppose. Yeah.
I used to have a... Go ahead. I had a friend in fifth grade all the way into about from fourth to eighth grade. And like seventh grade going in... From seventh and eighth to eighth grade, the end of eighth grade, we did not like each other for some reason. Like just a summer went by and we came back and we just did not like each other. I don't know what happened.
Had you not seen him?
No, we were just like, it was like, we went to school together, and then like, oh, okay. It was like, have a good summer, I'll see you next year. That was like, and then in class, we always walked to class together, whatever. Uh-huh. And then, I don't know what just happened. Maybe he didn't like one of the kids I was hanging out with, and we just stopped liking each other. We would, like, bicker all the time, and like, always, it was weird. We didn't want a fist fight, but we talked like we did. Like, we talked to each other, like, oh, I'm gonna beat the shit out of you. And, like, and I was like, oh, come hit me. Let's go. I was like, let's go right now. And I was, because here's an image, because as small as I was.
I was going to say, hold on.
What yeah.
I'm going to get you right now. All right.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
Come on. Come at me.
100%. And I just started boxing, too. So I'm like, okay, I know how to fight now. This is awesome. But just imagine, like, a 4'10", like, 5-year-old looking kid telling you to come at him. Like, you would laugh because he was a bigger kid, too. But yeah, it was like this sense of like we still had a friendship where we didn't want to fight each other. We didn't want to hit each other. So what our fights were arguments. Who did better in the recess football game when we lined up against each other? Like, who did better in the sports?
Yeah.
Like, the recess rivalries, so as you call it.
That's when I choked out this kid Danny.
Yeah. So it was funny. Like, we never got to fist... Like, not that I wanted to. Isn't...
Have you seen this kid since?
I've seen him about in high school.
Okay.
He didn't go to the same school as me, but... No.
Undisclosed location.
Yeah, yeah. He lived by me, so we'd see each other in the area.
Okay. But, yeah, I'm... And to this day, like, we're talking about a lot of stories that have passed.
Yeah.
But to this day, I'm more selective with the friends that I choose.
Oh, of course.
Very selective.
I'm almost to myself right now, like, thinking if these friends, like, don't end up with me, I'm just going to have no friends and that's it. Like, that's almost where I'm settling at because, yeah, I love the guys I'm with, but if... I can't see. I can't imagine having such a good time with any other guys.
Right.
That's the difference.
Exactly, and I think that holds true for me as well. Like I'm so tired.
Yeah.
I'm so tired of almost the social games that are played.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I feel like I'm in the same boat. It's not that I don't want to make new friends. It's that I don't want to go out and pursue it. And I'm very selective now of who I let in, because I guess I've been burnt so many times in the past, mm-hmm. where nowadays it's almost, I don't know what the right word is.
You say like maybe it feels played out maybe? Like to find new people just to, I don't know.
Yeah, it is played out to find new people. And I think I've found the people that I really enjoy spending time with, yourself included, all your friends.
Yeah.
I stole your friends. But even like people that I work with, I feel like I've finally got a good group of people that I work with that are cool and are hopefully listening. But I don't know. I guess I was burnt so much in the past. Yeah, I was never burnt as a kid. That's the thing. Like I always had like a core group of friends up until like 2017, when literally this guy thought that I was trying to get with his girlfriend that he had just broken up with, and I was friends with both sides, and he accused me of being like, yo, you're not a real friend because you're playing both sides. And I'm like, no, I just was trying to comfort each member of the relationship, and then they got back
together. That sucks too, because you get put in a weird position almost.
And it was a weird position.
Because like you said, you're friends with both, right? You're friends with both parties, so you want to... Like, were you good friends with both? Like,
yeah, we were best friends.
Yeah. That's definitely a hard spot.
Then. I remember... He got drunk at a party on the 4th of July. This mm-hmm. was the 4th of July, 2024. Sorry. It's this year. Oh, no. What's going to happen?
It's going to happen.
What's going to happen with you and Tyler?
I don't know.
Oh, no. It was 2014.
Yeah.
And I got a call. It was 3 in the morning. Mm-hmm. I actually was doing my own thing that night. I had my other friend group, because I had like 2 friend groups at the time. And I was just hanging out with them, and I had just gotten home. And I get this call from my friend's girlfriend, and she's crying on the phone. And I'm like, oh, what's going on? Everything okay? And she goes, no, everybody got drunk and passed out, and I just want to go home. And I go, if you'd like a ride, I'll give you a ride. And she didn't live on Staten Island.
Yeah.
And I took it upon myself to drive her home, and I figured she would let him know the next morning.
Yeah, right.
But apparently it only came out like the following year that I was the one that drove her home.
Really?
As opposed to an Uber. And apparently there were all these signs that I was trying to get with her, which, trust me, if you knew her, she's not my type.
That's weird, because like why wouldn't she say anything like a year later?
I don't know. It was like when they were all like talking about
how much
they hated me and how much like I was, I guess, trying to get with her. I guess that was what they were trying to get at, that, oh, he was willing to come at 4 in the morning to drive me home out of Staten Island, and he must be into me.
Yeah.
No, I so wasn't. I swear I wasn't.
Take your kindness for granted.
Yeah. And then the next year when, I guess it was maybe a couple years later, actually. When shit hit the fan and I tried to comfort both sides because I thought that they had broken up, I swear I wasn't trying to get with her, but can't convince somebody that is.
I guess he's already mad or upset about that, and now he's blaming, like putting the blame on you. Not you, but like putting some blame on you to maybe make it make sense to himself. I don't know.
My thing is, you should know me well enough.
True.
To know that I'm not going to ever try and get with your girlfriend.
You said best friends, right?
Yeah, we were best friends. Yeah. Like, literally. We went on vacation together.
Yeah.
We went... Everything.
It's like that's like James trying to get with Tyler.
Yeah. It would be the same thing. He would never do that. Yeah. I would never do this to that guy.
I hope not, James.
Right. And... James, stop. Stop now while you're ahead. But, yeah, it's like, know your friends better than... you give them credit for.
Yeah, like, I wouldn't assume that about any of my friends, I don't think.
You shouldn't assume it about your friends.
And if you did, there's a much simpler way to go about it than just, like, getting mad.
Well, the thing was, like, and this will be my next thing that I wanted to say, he randomly stopped texting me, and that was really odd.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, whoa, like, why? And I'm thinking maybe it's because he's trying to get over the girl or whatever. And then I'm texting her and trying to make her feel better. And she's saying things like, I'm texting you because I know that if I don't text you, I'm going to text him. And I'm like, okay, cool. You know, no problem. And not realizing what's going on. And maybe I'm stupid.
No. Or stupid. So what I could say from your buddy's standpoint or former buddy, I can kind of see how he could see that it might look like it, but like you said before, he should know you well enough. Or a simple fix, just ask and just say it. Just talk.
Say, hey, I'm uncomfortable with you talking to her. And then,
boom.
And then
you'll settle it out.
I swear to God, I thought I was being a good guy. I really did. I thought I was like helping both sides, and I was never looking at it like I was trying to help anybody or playing both sides, and it was just stupid. And he stopped texting me or whatever, and a couple months later I like just call him out. I'm like, what the frick is going on with you? Like, what? I don't understand why. Like, and she stopped texting me out of nowhere, and then I see on Snapchat that they're bowling together. And I go, what the hell's going on here? Like, I'm the bad guy now?
Yeah, right.
What did you guys...
So they came together and realized that you were the problem.
Right? And then everybody else from, like, the group stopped texting me. And I'm like, this is so odd and so strange. And
who knows? You could have dodged a bullet.
Maybe. Yeah. And I hear they're happy now. They're apparently engaged and have an apartment. Yeah. And
good for them.
You know, believe it or not, if we're talking about friends, and maybe this will be a viral moment too. If we're talking about friends, so corny that I'm looking at the camera for this. But if we're talking about friends, if I had some type of relationship with you, I'm no more than a handshake away from reconciling. I don't care. I have no time to hold grudges. There's not enough room in my suitcase of life. I really feel that way. I feel like anybody I've ever had a problem with, I'm a handshake away from rectifying literally anything.
Especially stupid problems like that.
Any problem. I don't think that there's one problem that I wouldn't be willing to talk out with somebody.
That's fair, yeah.
I don't know.
Especially someone who used to be your best friend.
Yeah, like the whole group. And then it's funny because... when I called them out and then I heard all these things, I'm like, not true. But nobody wants to hear that. And
exactly.
You're blinded by whatever it was.
It was 10 against 1, you know?
It was. And then I see the guy's brother about 5 years later. He goes, and I'm like almost afraid to go up to him because he was a member of almost like you and Vin. I'm almost like afraid to go up to him. And I did anyway. It was like at a club in AC. And I go, hey, what's going on? And he was so happy to see me. He goes, whatever happened to you? And I go, your brother's a hater. He goes, yeah, I know. He goes, you know, I brought you up not too long ago. And I go, yeah. And he goes, he wouldn't give me any answers. So,
yeah.
I guess it's like one of these unkept secrets or something. I don't know. But that's the thing, too, for me. I'm not a, and I don't, you could talk about this in a minute.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'm not a text guy or a text only guy.
Yeah.
Like if our relationship is solely based on text messaging, I almost don't want to be friends with you. And it's not because I think you're a bad person. It's not because I don't like talking to you. I'm more into the experience of life.
Yeah.
And I feel like you can't experience life if it's just over the phone, if it's just a text message.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, okay, great.
Now you're saying just text message, meaning like people that you only talk over the phone with?
That's what I'm saying.
Like you don't go out with or anything?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would hate that as well. Like, it's almost like, what's the point? Like, sure, you might be a good combo here and there, but like if we're not... like, why not go do it go grab something to eat while we do this exactly. instead of go watch the football game, like some stupid just to get out. It's much better than sitting on your couch and texting. I totally agree.
I see no value in a text only friendship.
No,
literally none.
None whatsoever.
Guess what? You could send me a wrestling video, and the other guy could send me a wrestling video. You could hang out with me that day, and we could laugh at the wrestling video, and he'll be like, I got plans with somebody else.
Exactly, yeah.
Why can't you
have fun? Where's the memories to be made? None. Where's the fun?
None, and I get people like that, but I never understood, because when I was growing up, it was the Skype era, and everybody was on Skype. Mm-hmm. Like, you would, like, hang out on, like, a Skype call or whatever.
Yeah.
And I never got into that, because I'd rather have this conversation and play this board game with you guys
exactly.
in the room, as opposed to on a computer where I don't have any, I don't know, I don't want to call it physical interaction, but any extra whatever.
Yeah, I'm the same way, and I think that comes from my parents as well, because I mean, from what I can remember when I was little, I don't think I played with my mom's phone, like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't think I was an electronic kid. I think I was, like, you know, the normal toys in the house, the wrestling figures, and, like, going out and playing wiffle ball with whoever, my dad, the kids on the block. Like, I was always, like, my dad always wanted me to go out.
Yeah.
He's like, go, like, basically, you know, go outside, go get bruises, go have fun, go hop a fence or
scrape
something.
Scrape your knee.
Yeah. But, yeah.
But I hate, like, today, I get people have their own lives, but I have a friend that I haven't seen in over 2 years now, and we always have, we're playing phone tag with each other, and it's like, you couldn't find an hour in the past 2 years.
Grab lunch or something, grab anything. Lunch
in 730 days.
Yeah.
I believe that's the right math.
That's pretty impressive.
I think it is, 365 times two. It's right.
Okay.
Yeah. I did it in my head before I said it.
All right.
But you couldn't find, like, 2 hours to spend. I would have came to you. Yeah. I don't have to have you come to Jersey.
Exactly.
Yeah. I'll literally come to Staten Island. My parents live there. I'll do both. But I don't understand why people prefer it almost. And when you have kids and stuff, I suppose that's different. But even so, I have friends.
Could be social skills, maybe.
Yeah, lack of social skills.
Easier to talk. Easier. I mean, obviously, easier to talk when you're not looking at somebody. But
But I feel like it's almost an insult if you don't want to see somebody in person and only want to do it on text messaging, because that just shows that you don't value me enough to see me in person.
Yeah.
And why?
It's like, then why should I value my time to text you for hours?
That's the thing too. Yeah.
It's like, it almost feels like a waste if you're not getting anywhere with a friendship.
It is. Yeah. 100% a waste. And I'm not going to ask this guy. I'll ask him every now and again to hang. Like, it's gotten spacious.
Yeah. The amount of time. More spaced out, longer it gets. Mm-hmm. And that's probably how a friendship ends.
Yeah. And I think that's,
because sooner or later, if nothing comes out of it, it's just going to stop being X to hang out.
Well, that goes back to what we said in the beginning of the episode, communication.
Yeah.
That's big. Like, if you don't communicate, and look, maybe there is a reason why I haven't seen you in 2 years. I don't get it, but 1 divided by 730. I don't know the math on that one, but that's a very small percentage of your 2 years that you could spend at a Texas Roadhouse or at a Round Pie Pizza Company.
Sponsor us.
I don't know. That's a big thing for me, is like this new age text only friend. And maybe that's why I don't have that many people still around, because I get tired.
You know what, though? What's one of the things we say?
I don't know.
No. Quality over quantity.
Oh, quality over quantity. I got nervous.
Yeah.
I didn't know where you were going with that.
Like, you'd rather have three best friends than have
100%.
10, like, I'll go hang out with these guys, whatever.
1,000,000,000%.
I'd rather have one best friend than 10 of those guys.
Easily.
Yeah.
I would give up 95% of the relationships that I've had in my life to have the people that are in my life now. Like, that's how I feel about, like, the people that are around me now. And
I would say the same, but I've always been around the same people. Right. Growing up with the same people, so.
And I... it's crazy to think that, like, I have so many different people. Like, it's crazy. You probably will have the same group for the majority of your life.
I hope so.
I feel like you were never put in a situation where you would have to leave them because you were on the hockey team, and now you're all kind of...
So even if there, like, even if there was a disagreement, we had to see each other at practice, and we had to see each other at the game, and we had to play on the line together. Yeah. Like, we had to... We celebrated our win, and it was like nothing ever happened. We're hugging each other.
Yeah.
So, like, everything kind of just, like, all problems just faded away anyway.
Right. And the hockey thing brought you guys all together, too. Mm-hmm. Whereas opposed to when we were growing up, I feel, and it's crazy to look at these pictures from years back and be like, yo, we were all, like, dressed like that. Now we all dress so different. Like, almost like rocker kids, like, trying to be, like, we had, like, the friggin', like, plaid button downs and like a t-shirt underneath.
Oh my god.
And black jeans. And I dress somewhat similar. I don't always wear Adidas track pants, but it's just crazy to think that I think that we, my friend groups and the problems with a lot of my friend groups growing up was you put so many different types of people into one friend group with no commonalities.
Yeah. But one thing, I feel like that's with our group. We have a very different type of people, but we do have the hockey commonality that brought us all together. But, like, on paper, the people in our group should not be hanging out. Like, in like, a movie, high school friendships, like, we would all be in different groups.
I don't know if that's true.
No?
No, I don't think that's true.
Like, I'm saying, like, you got the, like, the... like the antisocial kids, and then like the popular kids, and the kids who don't really
shout out Billy Gay,
and then like I don't know, like I feel like we're just all different types of people.
I don't know. You guys are very similar personality wise.
Maybe
you guys are so similar personality wise that
true. It's true.
There's obviously differences.
Yeah. Yeah. No. Yeah, we do all have, like, the same humor. Yeah,
it's crazy.
Another thing, but yeah, you're right.
You might look different, right?
Yeah, maybe that's what I'm just basing off. Like, everyone just has a different style, man. Yeah, yeah.
Boom. I think it's style. I think it's, like, the voices, different delivery on jokes.
Yeah, but now that you say it, we do all have, like, we have a lot of similarities.
The same tones. Yeah. the same, I won't say it. But yeah, I think that's a big one for me. Loyalty is also important too.
Oh, of course.
I hate.
You got to defend me behind my back. Yes. You got to defend me when I'm not there.
More so, I get more insulted in a friendship if somebody won't defend me.
Oh, 100%.
Than a relationship.
Yeah.
Why? Why do you think that is?
Like, if so, you're saying if your friend doesn't defend you.
Uh-huh.
Because they're supposed to be your guy.
I know, but why is your girlfriend, like, I always say, like, I would rather have my girlfriend not defend me than my guy friends not defend me.
Because
I don't know what it is. So for me, I really don't know.
So for me, like, I've known Tyler 2 years.
Yeah.
And I'd hope she'd defend me by my back.
You would hope, right?
Yeah. I hope she does.
Yeah.
But like, I feel like there's a time where, like, if she wasn't, you'd be mad. But it'd be easy to get over.
I think that's it, yeah.
And, like, someone, if James was to go behind me and, like, talk bad about me, and I'd be like, dude, like, I got the picture of us graduating pre-K together, my man. Like, what are you doing? Or, like, the Jesus. Like, right. I'd lose my mind.
Of all people.
Yeah, and I'd be like, why? I wouldn't be able to make sense. I would never get over it. And, like, if we were to never, like, if me and Tyler, like, if we would ever break up, right, and she wouldn't defend me behind my back, and... Like, I'd be mad for a while, probably a long time, very long time. But sooner or later, I'd get over it.
Right.
If I was to lose to Jesus and he didn't defend me, I would never get over that.
I know.
It wouldn't stick. And I think that's the difference.
I agree.
I think it's a little easier. I think it'd be easier to get over because you're expecting that best friend to
have your back always.
Like your brother.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It would feel like your brother going against you.
Yeah. I don't want to talk about it. But yeah, I think that's like, for me, that's huge. Like, I don't know. I, like you said, I don't know if I could get over it.
Yeah.
I don't know if, and It's different with you. Like, if you didn't defend me, I would almost understand it, because it would probably be a weird situation to be put in anyway. Yeah. I know you would.
Yeah.
I know you probably have, even.
I've plenty of times.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Damn it. We're almost at the end of the episode. I want to know this. When was the last time you defended me?
Oh, not in a while. Oh, okay. In the beginning.
In the beginning. Yeah, I figured. It was one of those, like, the fuck is he doing around?
Exactly.
Yeah.
It was just like, this is so weird. What is he doing? Like, why is he hanging out with us? And then, I mean, obviously you've seen it. Once they hung out and you know, meshed together because, you know, we'll become the same people.
Right. It was your friend. Yeah. I don't care about, like, older people, like, judging.
Oh, it, yeah. No, I'm talking about my friends.
Yeah.
Because obviously, if one of your buddies bring a 31-year-old, their old English teacher to the hangout, and they're just, like scratching their head, and they're like, what? Like, this is so weird. What is going on? And then as the night goes on, it's like, okay, this is a cool guy. Like, this is good. And now,
right.
And now it's, like, you know, normal.
Who? Name names.
Let's see. I'm curious of who. I'm trying to remember. Honestly,
if you've ever had a problem with me,
I'm pretty sure everyone thought it was weird. if I had to remember, there's like maybe people who didn't care was like the Jesus. He probably didn't care. Vin definitely didn't care because he don't care about anything.
And he got things paid for.
Yeah, and maybe Richie might have not cared.
Right, because those were the first four that came to the Christmas party.
Yeah, and I think the rest of them were kind of like, this is weird. Why is he going to hang out with his English teacher rather than coming to our house?
It's kind of funny.
Yeah.
I never thought of that until now.
Like, you know what I'm saying? It's like, Wait. Oh, I invited Ant over, but he told me he's going to hang with his English teacher at Buffalo Wild Wings to watch UFC. And I'm just confused on why we're not hanging out tonight. Like, how do you explain? Like, so how do you explain to your mom? It's like, oh, Auntie's not coming over. It's like, nah, he went to go hang out with his old English teacher at Buffalo Wild Wings. It's like, why? But
they could have came.
Yeah,
they were invited.
Yeah,
you were invited.
They were. I think it was just weird, and they're just like, just sit this one out. But I mean, now obviously,
right?
It's all fine. But yeah, definitely in the beginning, I defended you. I had to defend you a lot.
Thanks, man. I appreciate you. Oh, JoJo, I think very highly of you. If it was you. No, I that's funny. I never thought of it like what you just said.
Yeah.
About, hey, I can't hang out with you. I have a UFC fight to go to with Mr.
Canellis.
And you're like, who the fuck is Mr.
Exactly.
Oh, man. Well, thank you. Your loyalty means a lot to me. And I've defended you quite a bit as well.
Yeah, because I'm sure it's the same way.
Oh,
like, the same thing. It's like, why are you hanging
out? So much worse.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because an adult, like a 30-year-old adult, most likely wouldn't go out of their way to hang out with a 19-year-old.
Yeah, nobody.
Like, would not go out of their way to make friends with a 19-year-old.
No, yeah.
That's what I mean. So it's just weird. Like, it's same. No, like, why would I be going out of my way to make friends with a 31-year-old? It's so weird.
Oh,
like,
think about it.
On paper, it's not supposed to work, but it works perfectly fine.
Well, think about it. A lot of the teachers are older, too, and blah, blah, blah. Bleep.
Yeah.
At such and such school. And they're in their 40s. Maybe late 40s, maybe 50s.
Yeah, and they probably only look at their students as students.
That's right.
And that's why it's so weird to them. Yeah. So I can see how it's worse.
And, but, you know, power to them. I don't ever, like, fight their opinions.
Oh, of course not,
I'll never be like...
Because realistically, to you, it doesn't matter.
Oh, it does not matter at all.
Like, nobody else's opinion should matter about anything.
No, never. And if it did, I wouldn't be, like, we wouldn't be doing this.
Yeah.
But... it's just funny, like, now that we've been doing the podcast, a lot of people have, like, more questions.
Yeah, of course.
I'm like, listen to episode number one. Even if it's bad, it'll answer.
It'll answer most, 99% of your questions, probably.
Maybe more. But yeah, so, oh boy, we've been talking for a bit.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
All right, good.
Almost a full hour.
Oh, okay.
Here for the full hour. Who said that?
No idea.
What radio show host or television show host? Here for the full hour.
When do you think I've ever listened to the radio?
I don't know. Larry King was the answer.
All right.
We giggled a lot on this episode. Anyway, loyalty, communication.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be boring. Don't take me on a triple date on your first.
On the second date.
On the second date. Communicate twice.
Communication is very important, guys.
Communication is very important. But anyway, have anything to add on this?
No, I think we covered about everything.
We did cover a lot.
Yeah.
We did cover a lot. Anyway, sponsor us. Sony. We look forward to hearing from you.
Yes, we do.
At theglassroads@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
And it would be such a good bit
if somebody
just pretended to be a Sony rep.
Right.
And made like a fake email and just contacted
somebody
us.
Somebody do it, please.
Oh, it would be fantastic.
Make our day.
Anyway, you can email us there if you're Sony. Everybody else, follow us on @theclassroadspodcast on Instagram and TikTok. And follow our YouTube page.
Yes.
Because we're going to, as soon as we're done with this, we're going to watch this guy fight.
Mm-hmm.
And the only place to get it is if you log on to I don't know if log on to YouTube is the right word.
Yeah, or terminology. Just go on to YouTube.
And go @theclassroads. And you could find this right there reacting
watch
to
the video. Subscribe, leave a lock? Leave a like.
I don't know. I was the one screwing up the words.
Yeah, leave a like.
And I'm the English teacher. Anyway.
Taught by the best.
Yep. The best there is, the best there was.
Best there ever will be.
That's right. Anyway, follow us. And you've just crossed the classroads. Goodbye.